Good evening, Audio Boo. This is Fee.
No, that's Robert.
With my boyfriend, Robert.
This is Robert being a bit strange, but then that's just normal.
It's on Fee's account, so I thought people would be confused if they thought that it was me.
They're probably used to you muscling in anyway.
Oh, we're here. We're here to do... I'm Fee, and we're here because this is exactly what Fee sounds like. My best girly voice. This is...
You broke it.
We're here to do... coffee tasting. Right, Robert's going to speak now. yeah, we're going to do a coffee tasting.
Shh, because it's quite late.
Oh, sorry, shh. Oh, we're going to do a coffee tasting.
You don't have to be that quiet, but you were a bit shouty, outdoorsy sounding.
We're about to do... take an average. A coffee tasting.
Yes.
Have I mentioned this before?
Yeah.
Basically,
we're about to do a coffee tasting boo. Doodle-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Fee very kindly brought with her two kinds of coffee. She brought the Guatemalan one that I had the other day, which was really nice, actually.
We both had it. I had it too.
But I know.
But not on the boo.
But I enjoyed it.
I had it afterwards. I did as well. It was yummy.
And we now have... I forgot where it's from.
A Rwandan coffee.
Rwandan, yeah, it's
and they're both from Wittard of Chelsea.
Now, Rwandan is one of their special short-term coffees.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Oh, you've looked it up, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, coffee of the month, it is, yeah.
Yeah. So, smell-wise, I would tell you from the packet, but I've put the packet away now, so. I suppose actually I did say on my other boo, didn't I, that the nose wasn't that strong. It didn't leap out at me when smelling the beans, the ground beans before, which is why I went for the Guatemalan one the other day. But
I bought that one particularly for you because I thought you'd like it. Because the lady said, "Oh, what can I get you that's like the Indonesian one?" Because I said you'd particularly like that, and I wanted to get you some more, and she said, "Oh, they didn't have it," but she's very helpful. This was in the Worcester store of Wittard's. Very helpful lady. They know me in there.
The smell of this, with now it having brewed,
I can't comment on it much because of my cold still.
To me, it's sort of warm and treacly, almost sort of molasses like.
And we haven't put anything milk or sugar in
it. No, absolutely, it's exactly as it should be.
Yeah.
I want to say sort of, it sounds ridiculous, but when do I ever worry about that? I want to say tree bark. It's got a slight woodiness, but not in a bad way at all. The main thing is it's warming, it's comforting. It's got a really nice, rounded smell to it.
Not like dog bark.
No. I'm going to take a sip now. Okay.
And I am. You don't have to slurp.
It's an archer's sip.
They don't slurp in the archers. Unless they're really uncouth people like Clive Horribin, probably.
I've just got to take a sip. It's slightly more bitter than the Guatemalan one.
It is.
And the aftertaste actually gets a bit more bitter as it goes on.
She said that this one was... Because I said, oh, it's a bit mild, and was about to say, I don't think I'll get any. And she said, well, it does... It's a mild one with a kick. And that's why I decided to get some. Because... The kick sounded good.
I mean, it's sort of, in the mouth, it's got the sort of texture of chocolate almost. You know, sort of drinking hot chocolate, or drinking chocolate with water, not with milk.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. People are strange.
It's yucky, that. Hey, remind me when you're next at mine, because I've got white hot chocolate of various kinds to taste.
Oh, I've never
taste.
Had white hot chocolate. Okay. That'd be good.
We could make it with almond milk as well.
Well, that'd be interesting.
It's a really good experience
yeah.
for you.
Oh, no, that'd be quite fun.
Remind me before you come, and I'll get some almond milk in.
Mm.
In fact, I might get some when I do my online shop that I was saying.
Mm.
About.
Back on the coffee.
Yeah.
I like it, but not as much as the Guatemala.
Yeah.
The Guatemala was gorgeous, really gorgeous. Same to you.
Oh, my battery's low. Oh, dear.
Is it about to die?
Yes.
Does it need... Is there anything going to be lost?
The plug... no, but the plug is... It'll keep doing that noise, though. The plug should be plugged into the side of it. Have you unplugged it for any reason?
I don't think so. Can you hold my cup for a moment, please?
Hang on. Where's your hand? Yeah.
Got it. Might have accidentally done it when I moved.
Or I might have.
There's no cable anywhere near it, actually.
Cable is towards the end of the sofa, and it's got a smallish adaptery
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, I think I've got it.
I think I probably did it.
Oh, unless that's my work one.
Oh, no.
No. Okay, you feel?
I need you to let go. Let me give you my cup, please.
Okay.
No, I need to see the bit in the middle of the wire.
Oh, I don't think it'll come that farfy.
Oh, farfy. What's it like? What shape is it?
I don't know. I can't reach it. Oh, there. Oh, it's a little square one. Well,
yeah,
well a little rectangular
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's mine. That's not
okay.
your work one. There's your work one's a flat thing.
Yeah, let me give this to you back, please.
Okay.
Okay, where's the hole?
Right-hand side near the back. This is a bit of a weird coffee booth.
Yeah. Okay, it's plugged in.
Thank
and
you.
The screen's gone brighter. So
excellent. Thank you.
Good. Okay. Okay, may I have the coffee back, please?
No.
Is that mine?
That's yours, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I don't really like this one, actually.
Not. Mm.
But that might be because my taste's still all a bit funny
yeah.
with the cold.
Yeah.
But I did like the Guatemala one.
It seems to me that this is a before bedtime coffee.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a. Let's not be too exciting now, really.
Mm. I'm glad you like it, though.
Yeah, as I say, I wouldn't go head over heels about it.
No, I probably wouldn't buy it again. But,
mm.
you know, it's. I know you love tasting
mm.
new different things, so. It's you know, it fulfills that quite admirably, doesn't it?
It does. Admirably.
Admirably. I am starting to sound like you.
You are.
And
it's brilliant.
Really frightening.
It's really brilliant.
No, it's scary.
It's really funny.
It's a bit scary.
I'm yet to hear you say that something's splendid, but give it time.
Don't push it.
Give it time.
If I do, I might have to get a gun.
And shoot me.
Or me, yeah. I did have a giggle when you said splendid to Mark today at the pub.
It's my favourite word, I think.
It just totally cracks me up. I can't take it seriously at all.
Really?
It's so hilarious.
I don't know where I got splendid from. I don't think I got that one from Mark.
No, it was probably... I've never heard him say it.
Hmm.
Oh, splendid. No, it doesn't really quite... can't really imagine it somewhere.
Yeah, I wonder where I picked it up.
It's probably some, like, 1950s book or something.
I think it's quite nice.
It's quite splendid. And I've got you being quite silly, and that pleases me.
Have you?
Well, in general.
Silly.
Not now, but...
I remember being silly.
Well, you were silly at the beginning of this boo, pretending to be me.
Oh, yes. My name is Fee, and I can sing.
gosh, it sounds really painful. That sounds like you're being,
baby.
That sounds more like you're being tickled.
Yeah.
And he wasn't.
Take these bones.
I can't remember the rest of it.
Phew.
Da 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 da. And make from them what you will.
Oh dear.
And next I'll show.
I'm getting higher.
And next, and next, and next, and next, and next.
I want to play the piano.
Go on then. Do the piano now.
I want to get GarageBand out.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got to be prepared for these things. If you're going to do these impressions, you've got to get them right.
You might have to pause the boo.
Do you need me to do that?
Yeah.
All right, just a moment then. There you go, boo. He can't do it in time. Is he?
Oh.
Don't tickle my feet. I've got coffee in my hand, you numpty.
Are we back on now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I mean... Okay, I'm going to play the piano.
Just wait for me to tune up.
Whoops.
It's jazz. Hey, that's a proper chord.
Quite difficult to actually hit. It's quite difficult to hit the right keys. Oh, sorry. Thank you. Oops, that doesn't sound right.
That's a chord. I'm impressed. It's a bit of a weirder chord, but it's a chord nonetheless. D minor chord, C chord, A minor, ooh, now that's an interesting chord. It's like an E chord, but with a slight decoration.
A decoration? A decoration?
Yeah, of a fourth.
A what?
It's like part of a suspension that would go, so you'd have a dissonance that would then resolve.
You're doing this on purpose now.
It's quite fun.
A dissonance that will then resolve.
Do you know what a dissonance is?
The faintest clue, actually. What's a dissonance? Go on.
It's, can I borrow your piano and show you?
You can, here's my piano.
Right, let's have a look, where is it? That's good. So that's a chord.
Mm-hmm.
If I put a dissonance in it, it wouldn't sound quite so right. So that's the chord. Can you hear that's a little bit more tense?
Mm. Yeah.
So suspension is where you have the dissonance and then it resolves. Oh no. Back to the normal.
Okay.
Or you can go.
Okay.
So you've still got. Can you hear the
differences? No, I can hear that, yeah.
But you can get other dissonances like. You can hear that sounds really...
It's not good, yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah.
But then they might go... No. So they'll... That's the suspension. That's the tense bit.
Yeah.
And then it goes... Oh, that's better.
Yeah, I see that.
So that's what's...
That's quite clever.
So your chord that you did...
Mm.
Was something like... Hang on. I'm doing this with one hand, by the way. because I'm still drinking coffee.
Show off.
Oh. No, shut up. Flip. That was what you did.
Okay.
And then that could then resolve onto. So it's just the top notes that's changed. So that sounds a bit tense.
Yep.
Ooh. Yep. And then.
Page 5 of 8. Whoops. Bottom of screen.
Shut up. Well, that was a bit of a bum note, wasn't it? But you get the point.
Yeah, no, I did get the point. That's really interesting. A really genuinely interesting.
Just so that boo people don't think I'm a complete clown on the piano, in case anyone hasn't heard me before.
She's playing here on an iPhone 5.
An iPhone 5 touchscreen.
Yes, with voiceover on.
With voiceover on, using GarageBand.
Yep.
So.
And you've only got, you can demonstrate how much of a keyboard you have there. How many keys have you got?
Stops.
If you want to go further up or further down, you literally drag the keyboard.
How'd you do that?
Put your finger on the keyboard and take it left or right.
See more and more why I bought a MIDI keyboard now.
Yeah, no.
Even though it's only got 2 octaves, it seems like heaven compared to this.
Yeah, but I think the sort of idea with this is that, you know, you're never going to play a whole thing on here.
Well, no.
You'll set up patterns and have it on
and
loops
record
and
them
stuff
over
like
the
that.
Top of each other.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
While we're booing about this and stuff, shall I go and get my iPad and we'll see how many notes that gives you?
Yeah, let's do that. I'm trying to pause that for the moment.
Yeah, let me just see how long we've got left.
My finger's too big for this.
Oh yeah, I've got time. No, we'll let them hear you having a play while I get the iPad. So you've got the phone on your leg. That was the sofa bit unreclining. The footrest bit.
And now the phone is sliding off my leg. Are you there? It's alright, I've caught it.
Is the mic still alright?
Sorry?
Is the mic still alright?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Let me see where that is. Mic. Oh, there it is. Yep, mic's still right. I always go wrong. Can't remember the rest of it.
That's it.
That one.
Da, da, yep. And then da da. So that note again.
No, that one. Oh. No.
Da da. There you go.
Okay, let's try that again. Ah, it's quite difficult in here.
It is. So it's da 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 G B D D C.
I don't have a clue actually which key is which. Oh, shut up.
That was right.
Was it?
I want to be in that. No, repeat that. Yeah, there you go. And then it's when the saints.
No, it can't be that because that's got to finish. That's do the continuing one.
No, it's when the saints go marching in. So when you go from number, you go down just a teeny bit to when the saints, which is three notes going up. La la la. No,
no.
Slightly up. La. If you just done number.
Where did I do number? Tell me when I get to that bit. Hang on.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, hang on.
There you go, and then I'm slightly done. Up. Down, sorry.
How many keys?
One. And then, no.
Oh, sorry.
It's down one, and
down
then
one.
Up.
All right.
No. Down, up. Down two. Yeah.
Down
one, up one.
Okay.
And then down two. Two. That was one. What? Two. Yep. And then one, up, and then back down.
Thank you, Fee. Is there any hope for me at all?
Yeah, there is.
It's not bad, actually. I've remembered that from my childhood somewhere. That's about the only thing I know how to play on a keyboard, piano thing.
That's not bad.
She said through gritted teeth.
No, really. I mean it.
Sounds pretty horrible. Don't like those ones at all.
Oh, I've just crashed GarageBand. Let's try again. That's better. That's a G7 chord.
Right.
A version of it.
Where does the 7 come from then? Is that, you mean it's 7 octaves?
No.
Something.
G is actually the middle note that you're playing of the three.
Okay. Was that the note?
La, that's the G, that one. So.
Yeah.
G to A to B, which you're also playing, is.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, and then often in a G7 chord you'll have a D as well. So 4, 5, a D, la la la, and to get the F that you've actually got at the bottom,
yeah,
it goes 6, 7, oh, 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 oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So that's why it's a G7. Because it's
see.
The seventh, it's got the seventh note of the scale from
yep.
the note you start with.
Yep. Okay, now that makes sense. Okay, I understand that. How you know it is beyond me, but there we go. But there we go, it's still quite fun.
I've got the keyboard now on my iPad.
Have you?
Yeah.
Excellent. There is apparently a way you can play together on here. You can.
How'd you drag it?
drag it. What you need to do is find one. If you find one of the key buttons above and tab through until you find.
No, you said you could. I managed to drag earlier.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You've got to change. You've got to change a setting.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right, you want to get to keyboard mode.
Okay.
And then flip up.
Okay.
Keep going. Keep going.
Sustain. Off. Button.
Keep going.
Keyboard mode. Normal.
That's it.
Adjustable.
Click up.
Scrolling.
Scrolling. There you go.
Normal. Scrolling. Scale. Button. Arpeggiate. Button. Keyboard layout. Button. Keyboard.
You've got more options on there.
Well, it's an iPad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
The slightly annoying thing is you can't scroll it without hitting a key at the same time.
To have only got half a keyboard now.
Half a keyboard?
Yeah, and then it stops.
Scale. Button.
Oh dear.
Is that the scale keyboard thing?
Scrolling. Scale. Button.
I don't know.
Scale. Arpeggiate. Button. Scale. Button. Scale. Keyboard.
Opera. Can you
try and look at it?
Teeny now, that's rubbish. Anyway, this can't be a very exciting audio boot anymore.
Classic
so,
band. Electric piano. Classic rock order.
Let's stop the boot, shall we? Ooh, that's horrid. Must be a Hammond. I was just quoting
it's
somebody.
Sad.
Yeah. Whoops. Dear, I've dropped my phone on the floor now. Well, if any Boo people can tell me what on earth I've done to my GarageBand iPad, please feel free.
I've got a prog rock called for here.
Oh, really? Must be, must we?
I'd say, have you stopped it?
No.
Just hold it on there 1 second. Something that is quite good on here. Hang on, let me just find it. Oh, come on.
You've only got just over a minute.
Alright. I'll try and get there.
My songs, but instruments, button. Keyboard, play on screen keyboard with smart guitar, strumming on screen guitar to play chords, notes or moves. Smart guitar, strumming on screen guitar to play chords, note. Menu, button. Guitar, chords.
Do you know guitar chords?
No,
you...
no idea at all.
How's it playing different chords then?
Clever.
What are you doing to do that?
I'm strumming it. Shut up.
Wow. I have to say also for the Booniverse, it sounds a heck of a lot better when you wear headphones or use speakers. Doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It sounds a bit nasty and tinny. Like that. Darling. Do you think you could turn it down a touch now, please?
Yeah, I think maybe I could. You see why I've been having fun with this?
Yeah. Too much by the looks of things.
I've been doing it on the train into work. Quite fun.
Bye-bye, Audio Boo. We're finishing. It's nearly the end.